Welcome. Thanks for joining us. This is Michelle Savage with XBRL US, and we are here for our XBRL National Conference podcast series. We're very pleased to have with us today Dan O'Brien. Dan is Product Marketing Manager at IBM in the Business Analytics Division, and we also want to thank IBM very much for being a gold sponsor of our program this year. So, Dan, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, just a couple questions for you. One, to find out, why do you feel this is an important year for XBRL and for public company reporting?
Sure. So I have a couple perspectives on this. I guess the top ones that come to mind would be, you know, from an investor perspective, I think the increase in the number of the companies that are tagging and filing their financial reports in XBRL, you know, that number of companies grew dramatically this year, and as did the XBRL data set. So I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, when we look back to 2012, I think we'll see it as a kind of a watershed year, you know, making it as simple as possible for investors to be able to consume and analyze large amounts of, you know, real quality corporate financial data that was filed with the SEC. So I think, you know, that the depth and the breadth of the SEC's database and how big it's grown from an XBRL perspective was very important this year. From a kind of a consumption perspective, I think we saw the, you know, the continuing evolution of XBRL consumption tools that leverage, you know, this large XBRL data set. And I think the job that XBRL US has done, you know, has been great supporting this. This evolution of tools, you know, through their XBRL challenges. I think, you know, that's really encouraged the development of more tools to analyze this wealth of data available, you know, to everybody now. And from, I guess, an adoption perspective, you know, I think we're going to continue to see additional XBRL requirements from the SEC. Most recently, you know, with the publication of the draft SD taxonomy for disclosure payments by resource extraction issuers. But again, part of IBM, you kind of have this global view since we operate in over 170 countries, and we hear from our customers and our partners around the globe, you know, about the adoption of XBRL projects and mandates. So even if you kind of go down one level from there, you know, geographically, we're hearing about, you know, these different projects that are kicking off this year in almost all major economies and several in kind of the growth markets. I think this year we saw, you know, the application of XBRL in, you know, industry-specific regulatory reporting, you know, Solvency II, insurance, core of FINRA, and Basel III for banking and lending. And also I think it was an important year if we look at it from the perspective of government. You know, just the example we have here in the U.S., you know, with Congress just beginning to realize the use of XBRL as a way to track the federal spending and a way to kind of improve transparency in government reports. So those are some of the top reasons, you know, I think this was a very important year for XBRL.
That's great. Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on. And given the critical nature of this year, how do you feel that the rollout of XBRL for SEC reporting is progressing? You know, what are you hearing from some of your clients?
Yeah, what we're hearing is that, you know, they expect the momentum that we kind of see in XBRL to continue. So if we kind of look out, you know, 5 years, and we look at the kind of the pace that the initiative at the SEC is moving and elsewhere, I don't think, you know, it would be shocking to kind of see that XBRL, you know, would be everywhere and that everyone would be using it. I think there's a good chance that it will, you know, be the standard of financial reporting. And I think, you know, it'll start to play a really prominent role, you know, in the creation of a single financial reporting standard that, you know, kind of has no bounds that goes across the globe. You know, and I think it's also, you know, in 5 years we're going to see a tremendous growth, you know, in the numbers of developers who are working, you know, with XBRL. So I think 5 years from now we'll see new ways to measure and analyze financial data. I think that hopefully will lead to some new business opportunities for those who are interested in working with XBRL. And I guess lastly, I think we're going to start to, or hopefully in 5 years we'll see the proliferation of XBRL, you know, in academia. So I think it's going to be a tool that can be used to teach students about the fundamentals of business and financial reporting. So when they do enter the, you know, the professional workforce, you know, they'll really be able to kind of use XBRL, and, you know, we'll get away from this notion of, you know, XBRL as a function of compliance and something that can, you know, really be able to drive value within an organization. So that's kind of what my thoughts are where be in 5 years.
That's great. That's great. Well, Dan, I want to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us about, you know, where XBRL is going and how things are going in terms of the SEC rollout.